This is episode 2328 of your Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day two of our series this week. We have started a new theme we're exploring all week long, as we always do. We focus on one particular theme and carry that theme through each and every episode for a full week. In each episode, every single day, you discover a different meditation technique so that you can experiment with what works best for you as you explore a particular theme that has to do with how to manage your emotions as you go through your life. The theme for this week is managing and overcoming procrastination. This has been a highly requested theme, and I'm excited to share it with you as a follow-on to last week's meditation series. When you began a quest, this was something you chose to focus on to enhance your life in some way. A quest is something that add some adventure and some fun and spice to your life. Many of you, though, had quests where you were overcoming something so that you could enjoy adventure and zest in life, such as sobriety or managing your health in a better way. By participating in a run every single month, or exploring your area, steeping yourself in nature by creating a quest where you visit every national park in the United States or in whatever country you live in. Many of you created quests where you're cooking your way through a favorite cookbook. So this week is a week where you take it a step further. You think about something you've been putting off for a while, and this is a goal in your life. Maybe it's a project that you need to complete at your job, or maybe it's your health, focusing on your health because you need to include more fitness or improve the way you eat or eat less inflammatory foods. Whatever it is, your challenge this week is a challenge where you're joining a very special elite international club called the 5 a.m. Club. Many of you may wake up early in the morning. I know some of you wake up at 4 a.m. But I invite you to rise at least an hour earlier and give yourself this additional hour so that you can create positive change in your life and overcome some area of your life where you're procrastinating. And we're following along with a book by Robin Sharma called The 5 a.m. Club. And he also has a course called The 5 a.m. Course. In this course, I really enjoyed several quotes that he shared, and I'm sharing some of these quotes with you as well. The quote I want to share with you today, I hope will really speak to you as it does to me. He says, "Your mornings are your life in miniature." Your mornings are your life in miniature. So what you might find when you first wake up an hour early, or even if you do rise early, you might find that you actually don't get a lot done. You might feel like you're just spinning your wheels or giving yourself more time checking Instagram or social media. So the goal is to focus your mind on what it is you've been procrastinating on, something in your life that means a lot to you. This could mean your quest. So when you wake up, think of your morning time as a way to shine your truth. This is your time to shine. It's a way for you to give yourself self-care and reflection. It's your life in miniature. So if you wake up and you give yourself some movement, where you walk or you lift some weights or do some body weight training, or you exercise or do yoga, give yourself some movement, and then meditate. Listen to the podcast, to these episodes in the morning. This is going to help you focus your mind, and journal in the morning as well. If you do this at the same time every day, eventually you'll begin to train your mind to naturally do this upon rising. And then this will be reflected in your life. Your morning, this power hour of yours, will be your life in miniature. So really tune into what needs to happen during this time. When I started doing this, I did find that I would check my messages and my emails in the morning. And I noticed that the hour would be gone. My extra morning hour would be gone checking my emails. I had to wake up and realize that I wasn't even going to look at my emails or my text messages until after I had completed my extra morning hour. For me, I naturally wake up at 6 a.m. So for me, waking up at 5 a.m. was an extra hour. For you, you might find out that you have two additional hours if, let's say, you're used to waking up at 7. I allowed myself to wake up and spin my wheels by cleaning my house because I found that I couldn't really focus my mind or work out or get myself together when it was dark outside still. So I would find that I would turn the lights on and start straightening things. I did this for a week, and then I felt like, okay, I'm getting used to waking up and doing something productive, even though it's not really focusing on my goals, but I was laying the foundation, getting the groundwork ready. So you might find that you do things like this as well, and that's okay. You might find that you're getting your breakfast or lunches ready for your family, and you're not really spending the time on yourself. Eventually you'll realize, okay, now I need to start to do the important work of focusing on what I need to accomplish in my life that matters most to me. And then you'll begin this beautiful ritual of self-reflection, self-care that feeds you and fuels you throughout your entire day. So I invite you to settle yourself down now and get ready to meditate. And as you do so, you'll be repeating an affirmation that reinforces what you should be doing during this beautiful extra hour you give yourself. The affirmation is, now is my time to shine. Now is my time to shine. As you close your eyes, engage the power of your voice. Feel in your body where you might feel resistance, and gently begin to release it. Just notice where you might feel this resistance. Notice an emotion that you name that represents this resistance. Maybe it's fear or doubt. Maybe it's self-sabotage because you feel like maybe you don't really believe you can accomplish your goals. Notice the emotion and just know it's there and that you're going to work with it and allow yourself patience to evolve to owning your truth. Out loud, repeat. Now is my time to shine. Now is my time to shine. Now is my time to shine. Feel how that resonates within you. Do you feel a shift? Now bring it closer to your heart. Whisper the affirmation. Now is my time to shine. Now to shine. Do you feel that truth? This is your truth. Own it. As you continue to sit in stillness, mentally affirm, now is my time to shine. You are so worth slowing down for.